and welcome to the Sunday Afternoon Podcast with Greg Reese. I am your host, Greg Reese, and today is Sunday, April 28th, 2024. Today, joining me is Dr. Ariana Love. She is the founder of Metanutrients Institute, a second-generation naturopathic doctor and minister, and a 15-year veteran journalist. It's interesting. She just reached out to me within the past week, and it was just days after I was at the gym and I was thinking about how I would love to get someone on the podcast to talk about remedies, because we're hearing so many different claims out there as to how people can heal themselves from these experimental shots. And you just don't know. I mean, I haven't seen anything concrete, and some of the stuff I've seen, I'm very kind of anti-modern medicine. I'm all into natural stuff. So when she reached out to me, I immediately noticed. It seemed like an answer to what I was hoping to find, because I'm definitely into natural remedies. And that's what she wants to talk about today. So this is the first time I'm speaking to her. Hello, Dr. Ariana Love. How are you today?
Hi, Greg. It's such a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. I remember when you first reached out to me, I had to ask you if that's your actual surname, Love. Listeners of the podcast know that I love the word Love. You're lucky to have that name. It's a cool name.
It is my father's name. So I was born with the surname Love. Yeah. That's and cool. We are of Irish and Scots and Irish descent.
Oh, very cool. So I was thinking a good way to start the conversation is you were saying that you have some exclusive information. I figure that might just be a good place to get the conversation rolling, because I don't know what that is. I'm curious to hear what you have.
Sure. Okay. This is going to blow people away. I mean, absolutely. I did write an article recently revealing that the antigen, now, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are calling everything an antigen these days. So an antigen in vaccinology would be something that would, like a pathogen, that would evoke an immune response. So it stimulates your immune system to create antibodies against that pathogen. And in theory, it's then your body is supposed to be able to recognize that pathogen when you come into contact with it, and you will have more immunity.
But that's what the spike protein is, allegedly, correct?
Yeah, they can put anything they want to into the spike protein.
Yeah.
So they can change it up. But it is, so basically what the spike protein is, it's this is a weapon system. It is a DARPA technology, and they are using what's called hydrogel. And the hydrogel, it is a gel. And inside that hydrogel, they can put anything. So this is what the payloads are for. It's a delivery system. And what they're actually using is what's called, what they call DARPA's al-hydrogel. So it starts with an A-L. And that is the antigen in all of the COVID-19 vaccines. So it is al-hydrogel is an anthrax and E. coli base. So it's bacterium that's been genetically modified to replicate within the body. And they've altered it so that it will be resistant to any antibiotics or any pharmaceutical methods of treatment. So therefore, it continues to replicate in the body, even if you go to a hospital and a medical doctor and you get pharmaceutical drugs, nothing will stop it. So, except for natural medicines. So it's not only bacteria-based, though. this al-hydrogel is also made from aluminum salts, and that makes it magnetic. And then it's also nanotechnology-based, so that it replicates in the body. The nanotechnology just keeps spreading and spreading. A lot of this technology is graphene oxide-based. And when you activate graphene, it just continues to replicate and spread and grows in volume. So this is one of the reasons why it's so difficult to detox, and why it's taken this long for people to figure out how to do it. So this L-hydrogel is the antigen. So they're using a gain and loss of function bioweapon, which is, you know, anthrax. And they're calling that an antigen. So they're evoking an immune response with a bioweapon. That's not vaccinology. That is straight up poisoning. So first we have to understand that. And there's other antigens they're using too, like SV40, you know, that are very toxic, that can pass the blood-brain barrier and deliver this technology into the brain. Now, a Slovakia team study showed that this L-hydrogel, it grows a crystalline sheath inside the body after vaccination or COVID vaccination. It then spreads within 24 hours. It's so rapid. The deployment is rapid. Now, this L-hydrogel, they can coat the lipid. It is coated in the lipid nanoparticle. It's the payload surrounding these graphene oxide nanoparticles. That is the L-hydrogel. So that is a delivery system, but they can put anything they want to into it. It's magnetic. It replicates rapidly. It's aerosolized because these are quantum dot graphene oxide nanoparticles or nanorobots, basically, that are aerosolized. It says so in the patents. And it therefore, you know, when someone gets vaccinated, it comes out the sweat glands and people inhale it. So it's spreading among the population. So that's one bit of information that I wanted to share is, you know, that I found and I did find the evidence and I just published another article on this, that the L-hydrogel is the payload. So it's, they can attach parasite eggs to it that are genetically modified. They can attach other different synthetic biology species that are part of the operating system. They try to hijack the cell signaling of the body by inserting these living organisms into the body that take up host in the body. And, you know, we know now from, I mean, I saw this early on from reading the patents, that they are siphoning the energy of human beings and energy of the cells like a battery, using the human being as the battery to fuel the weapon system, the operating system.
I just did a report that nanobots that release toxins and harvest energy from the body. And that seems to be like what you're verifying. And in the patent, I noticed there was like a whole list of pathogens, and it appeared, I'm not an expert in medical science or patents or anything like that, but it appears to me that if it's in the patent, it's saying that this whole list of toxins that are listed are included in different embodiments, as they call it, of the patent, as if that, like, just like what you're saying, like the payload can contain all these different things. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yeah, they can change it up. And when they say different embodiments in the patents, it means that they're changing it up. So an embodiment will be like one vial versus another vial, or a batch of vials versus a batch. So they can put in some embodiments particular medicine or, you know, drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, and then in other embodiments, other pharmaceutical drugs to bring about a different effect. And to stagger the numbers too, so that not everybody has the same reaction.
Right. That makes sense. What are the clots? What are these things that they're pulling out of people's bodies? I still haven't heard a definitive answer on what these things are.
Okay. Well, I wrote an article on this as well. And what I found, what I believe it to be, is tissue scaffolding technology, which they developed maybe a couple of decades ago, and they can use the genetic material of any species. They're doing a cross-species blending. It's called cross-species genomics. And they're literally, you know, like for example, in the L-hydrogel, they've got aluminum salts fused in with bacteria. So they're able to mix metals with, you know, organic bacteria. They're able to mix you know, two different types of bacteria species, make it a little more toxic by mixing maybe mold or, you know, synthetic venoms. I have found every single poison under the sun in these vaccine patents. So they are straight up poisoning humanity. But this cross-species genomics is really kind of frightening. They have some very advanced technologies that they're using on humanity. And they're literally able to target certain cell groups in the body, delete genetic codes, and then encode synthetic proteins of any species. So they can get, it's what it is it's basically, because they're synthetic proteins, they're taking the genetic sequences and then they're 3D printing it. So they can produce en masse this substance that they then inject inside the body. That's how they're able to do this. And they encode certain targeted cell groups to then, they have to first delete genetic codes, and then they encode with a synthetic protein into the cell, basically getting those cell groups to produce any pharmaceutical drug that they want. So they no longer have to give a pill or an injection and put the pharmaceutical drug into the body. They can just get the cells to produce it. So this is where we're at. And yeah, they're also encoding this bacteria from the El Hydrogel into the cells. They're encoding this bacterium into the cells. So the anthrax, they're getting people's, they can't target all the cells in the body because there's trillions of cells. So they're just targeting cell groups like the epithelial cells. They target a lot, which is the lung cells. They target the frontal cortex and other areas of the brain. And they'll delete genetic codes that they find undesirable, that they don't want humans to have anymore. And then they encode with these artificial, they're basically infusing anthrax and insect DNA and whatever else they want to into these cell groups. And then those cells will replicate with this poison that is then aerosolized.
When you say aerosolized, does that mean like a shedding? Like a person who gets this
shedding
shot will spread it through what, their breath? Or?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. It comes out the breath. It comes out in water droplets, the body fluid. It comes out through just, you know, the exhale, but also sweating and also just, it just comes right. These are because of the quantum dot, their graphene oxide based quantum dot, programmable matter, the size of it's a nanoscale little miniature robots that are programmable and carry the El Hydrogel payloads. That is, it has have been identified in the vials, and it's been identified inside of people's bodies. Dr. Robert Young has identified it through a spectroscopy microscope. It's the only way you'll see them. So quantum dots definitely are inside these jabs. I wrote the first article breaking the news about that. I think more than in 2021, I think it was. And so it's aerosolized. This is what the patents say. When you look at the article I wrote about anthrax being the COVID-19 vaccine antigen, I've got the evidence in there. It's in the patents that says that it's aerosolized, and how they're able to aerosolize it is using nanoparticles, the quantum dot. So it will come right out the sweat glands. It will come, as Dr. Roger Hodgkinson talked about, he worked on the SARS pandemic, and it comes right out the pores of the skin. So it's literally being inhaled by everybody. And the animal trials also reveal this, where, you know, you inject a certain percentage of the population of the chickens or whatever animals they were, and then it will spread to the rest. So if Pfizer calls it self-replicating vaccines, and it's basically
the Japan Replicon vaccine. That's what they're calling the self-replicating Replicon vaccine that they're working on now in Japan. What I mean, obviously, this is killing millions of people. Do you, from your research, do you think that's the main purpose? Is a is sort of a depopulation agenda, or is there something else? I can't figure out what the actual agenda is.
Yeah. The agenda absolutely is depopulation and transformation. So you imagine they have, they meaning these elite humans, you know, they're Zionists, they're all Zionists. And they are the ones who developed the quantum dot technology. They have this genetic tool where they can alter the genome of humans to produce a desired effect. And I'm going to give an example of, well, you know, early on in this pandemic, because I was on the front lines, like reporting on everything and watching all the breaking news. So I have this, like, you know, daily news breaks. I know what's been transpiring. And right in the beginning, there was this AstraZeneca trial, right, from September 2020, where they had vaccine recipients who reported that they could no longer feel God. And they said, you know, one of the direct quotes was, "They've killed God. I can't feel God anymore. My soul is dead." And I've had clients as well, because I early on, I read the patents, and then I set about finding a way to stop the replication of this technology in the body and detox it. And so I basically just succeeded before anybody else in doing that. And I was detoxing people 3 years ago already, in the end of 2021. And this is like 2 years before Dr. Peter McCullough comes out with his first ever protocol. I was already detoxing people for 2 years prior to that. And I've had many clients who reported not being able to feel God, not being able to feel their connectedness to other people or to nature. And this was absolutely the most terrifying aspect of this so-called vaccination. They said the physical pain that they were enduring was nothing, that they would wish for death instead of not being able to feel their connectedness.
Yeah, Rudolf Steiner predicted that, I think like 100 years ago. He said they're gonna come up with a vaccine that detaches you from God. That guy was a very interesting character. You said transformation. Definitely. You said depopulation, yeah, and transformation. What do you mean by that? Like it'll kill a certain amount of us, and those that survive will be transformed?
Well, okay, so Moderna calls this vaccine an operating system. They're inserting the body has a natural operating system, which is redox molecules. And that is, you know, four little molecules that the body produces on a nanoscale, and they balance every bodily function. So that's our natural operating system. They're going in and messing with that and basically using poisoning to put the mitochondria into a reactive oxygen species, which is a state of distress. So they hijack the system. They instill like parasites and other kinds of synthetic biology living organisms that take up host in the body, and they start to cell signal amongst each other. And they have also DARPA's sentinels that are part of the operating system. They control this cell signaling. And
are they called sentinels?
Yeah, the sentinels.
The Matrix.
Oh, I know. I wrote another article about that, because I've had dozens of clients that were poisoned with the sentinels. They were field tested with it. And it is in the microarray patches that they wanted to mandate for children in schools across America, which they didn't succeed to do, thank God. But it was another level to the operating system, where if they were, you know, going to introduce the sentinels, and that would basically, these sentinels, they're weaponized insects. So, you know, DARPA has the mosquito sentinels and these firefly sentinels that bite the ticks that induce Lyme disease. But then they also have these weaponized insects they can put inside the body. And I believe it's a spider because of the shape of it and everything. But it is, they were able to do these sentinels can slice through flesh, and they were able to do a mastectomy on women's breasts in 2010 and slice out tumors by injecting this sentinel into the body. So they've had the technology for a while, but it can burrow into the nervous system. It can maneuver through the body on this hydrogel, this crystalline sheath, which is magnetic. So the whole system is magnetic in response to EMF radiation, which enables them to externally control it through the towers and the and smart devices.
Yeah. This is what Todd Callender's work with his team, this is what they've been saying. And so it's not pleasant to hear the affirmation, but it's good to at least hear that, because I reported on it. It seemed legit. I did as much research as I could, but still I was like, man, I don't know if this is, it just sounds so crazy, but that's what you're saying too. Unbelievable. So we could go on more if you'd like about that, but I'm almost hearing the voice in the back of my head being like, how can we fix this? You know? And I'm sure that listeners want to know too. Yeah. Like, I mean, from the very beginning, I believed there had to be a remedy because they're just putting it out there. And so they don't want to get it, whoever they are. But then you started seeing a lot of, you know, characters in the mainstream media and politicians that seem to have gotten the vax and are getting sick. And so you got to wonder, like, I mean, who knows? But I'm all ears to hear about natural remedy and to hear your experience with it.
Awesome. So I started by looking for something that would boost the glutathione levels in the body, because basically we have, again, we have our own natural operating system. And then we have, our cells produce glutathione, which is the key antioxidant for the body. So the body has the body is made by perfect design. And we have a system, the immune system, which is perfect and beautiful and takes care of everything and stops any foreign invader from entering the cells. But now they've been able to evade the immune system, you know, basically rape the cells and penetrate into the cell and alter the genome. And this is a big no-no. So to stop them from doing that, you have to flood the body. Well, you have to boost the the glutathione levels. And I learned this from La Quinta Columna's research. And then I took it, you know, to the next level. I was looking for, they were focused on the NaCl cysteine as a precursor to glutathione. It helps your body produce more glutathione, but it's a less expensive option. But I was looking for something more powerful, the most powerful medicines. That's where my focus has been. And so that's the ASEA redox molecules. There's nothing, it's the single most powerful supplement that stops the replication of this technology, but it's not the only thing. And I found that when you combine the right combination of things that will rescue the mitochondria, and you can cancel the nanotechnology, because this weapon system relies on, it poisons the body and basically hijacks your system, your body.
It sounds like what you're saying is that the main tech involved is the tech to destroy our natural defense systems that we have. That, because I agree with you, the body is a miraculous divine thing. It seems like the human body is extremely hard to kill. And so it seems like what you're saying is that the majority of this advanced tech is designed to just simply take that defense down. And then once you take that defense down, you could put anything in there. Is that basically?
Yeah.
And what was the mentioned? You just said that you just mentioned a supplement that can boost the glutathione. I just wanted to hear that again, what that was.
Yeah, it's ASEA redox molecules. It boosts the glutathione levels up to 500 to 800%.
ASEA?
Which is, it's ASEA. It's A-S-E-A. A multi-level marketing company. And the only reason I got involved with it was to see if it would work.
Okay.
And it is. It's superior to any other. I mean, there's multiple ways you can boost the glutathione. You can take NAC and glutathione powder. Okay. You can take NAC and glutathione, NaCl cysteine and glutathione liquid, which is superior because you'll have more absorption into the cells. And then you can take the ASEA redox molecules. There's three different levels of, you know, boosting the glutathione, but the redox molecules is superior, far superior. And then once you boost and if, you know, and it's also superior to like glutathione injections, IV infusions. Taking a sea of redox molecules is far superior to that. And we've
I don't even like the idea of infusions. Like that to me seems too invasive. I would like to think there's a simpler way.
Exactly. See, all of my methods are non-invasive. This is the medicine I learned because I studied in a private institute. I didn't go to the university and study pharmaceutical, naturopathic medicine. That's compromised. And you've got naturopathic doctors that are prescribing poisons right now, and they don't know what they're doing. So this is the problem with pharmaceutical, education. I'm fortunate that I studied in a private institute and I actually got a really good education. So that's how I was able to figure these things out.
I have I just want to interject before I forget. I have a friend of mine I was talking to today about this, another journalist who's very concerned about all this and wanting to make sure that they are healthy. And she believes that, or she's hoping, she takes ice baths regularly, and she believes that that might have some benefit oxygenating the blood and stuff like that. Do you think there's any truth to that, that ice baths would help?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was living in Finland for years, for like almost half my life, and they do ice baths up there. And you'll see these elder ladies that are just, they have these beautiful figures, like that of a teenage girl. And I'm like, wow, and what's your secret? And it's because of the sauna and the ice bath.
Yeah. Okay.
Because when you go from heat to cold, you're forcing your arteries and your blood vessels to contract and expand, and that increases blood flow and therefore oxygen to the cells. That's, there's many different techniques in medicine that you can use, but you can also use, for example, sodium chlorite. It's with a T. It's a salt derivative. And when you use that, now this is, it brought to us by Dr. Robert Young, like 40 years ago. Sodium chloride is kind of like, it was the solution I used for people who are in a low income who said they couldn't afford the ASEA redox supplement. So I taught people, I've been doing consultations and I taught people how to use the, first Dr. Young mentored me in the sodium chloride. It was kind of hard to wrap my mind around it because it's chemistry, but, it will activate chlorine dioxide in the body, and then that drives oxygen into the cells. It boosts up your pH, which has a canceling effect on the nanotechnology, because the nanotechnology, which is graphene oxide based, it replicates in an acidic body environment, according to the studies. So well, when you boost up, right? No, this is critical. When you boost up the pH, it automatically has a canceling effect on the nanotechnology, and it cannot replicate in your body. Then it your body just expels it, straight out your skin. So, keeping your body in an alkaline state is critical. And then learning how to do that is a life change, basically. You've got to eat more healthy and be more healthy. I mean, going into the forest, for example, forest bathing, they call it, will increase your killer cells by 20%. If you stay in the forest, I think between 45 minutes to an hour and a half.
Would a grounding, like an earthing pad, would that do the same thing? Like if a person lived in this far from the forest? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It
can help, but anything electrical, if you are vaccinated or swabbed and you've been contaminated or slept with a vaccinated person, or live with a vaccinated person, you need to be very careful because the weapon system transfers and it contains delayed release technology. The delayed release technology, which is in the microspheres, they are transferable by bodily fluids. So if you've got timed release capsules inside your body with payloads, you want to detox that first before you use any kind of an electrical device. Okay. Some electrical devices are good. Some are harmful.
Well, the earthing pad just plugs into the grounded outlet of a house.
Yeah.
And it's really grounded. So it's like the idea is that it's the same thing as like sticking your foot in the soil, I guess. I don't know.
Right, right. I mean, the best thing really is to go stand in the grass. You know, just take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Stand there.
So, okay, I don't want to drag you all over the place here, but you were talking about sodium chloride is the poor man's version. And that does, and you're saying what that does is it alkalizes the body?
Right. It activates in the stomach by the stomach acids producing chlorine dioxide inside your body. You don't want to activate it outside the body because it's a gas and it will just be gone within a second. You want it to activate inside your body. Then
right,
you get the maximum benefit.
I was taking chlorine dioxide. I had some and I was taking it even before COVID. I heard about it. And when I remember researching it, it says like, as soon as you know, you have the two different components, A and B, and you mix them together and it creates the orange color, which is, I guess, the chlorine dioxide. And then it says it only lasts for a short period of time. That's why you got to, you know, mix it and drink it right away. And what you're saying is that this sodium chloride creates that naturally inside the body.
Right, right. It's superior to take just the sodium chloride alone.
It sounds
and
superior.
It was Dr. Robert Young's research 40 years ago that he presented this to the world. But then there was, you know, the MMS and CD. So MMS was created to, it was kind
MMS
of a pharmaceutical.
That's the stuff I was talking about, MMS.
See, that's a pharmaceutical approach, like to add toxicity to a perfectly good medicine. That's what Jim Humble did, was he added hydrochloric acid to the sodium chloride, activating it outside the body. But that's a pharmaceutical approach to make it have more toxicity, which is not necessary. And it was so that, you know, basically you can package it and sell it and, you know, but and then what Dr. Andreas Kalker did with CDS, he came along and he took the MMS and he made it less toxic. So he did everybody a favor, but still just using sodium chloride alone without the activator is superior.
Yeah.
And I've trialed all of this with clients.
The sodium chloride, I think I've looked into this. I think I heard about that a couple of years ago and I looked into it and I think I found it like you could buy it online. And what do you just mix it in water or take a teaspoon or?
Yes. It's lifesaver. It can save somebody's life. Like if they're ill, if you're in an emergency of anything and you're going into the hospital, it could be sepsis. It could be anything. The immune system shutting down. You got to detox. We have to stop thinking in terms of go to the hospital and let them fix it.
Yeah. Amen.
And think in terms of detox now.
So the
it's all about detox. Yeah.
This is a great conversation. I'm glad you reached out to me. So the ASEA boosts the glutathione and the sodium chloride. What is that doing?
Okay. So I'm gonna give a comparison here because if you don't mind, because I did this before any other look. I was basically canceled by my peers, by the experts and medical doctors, et cetera, because I had come up with the solutions before them. And it was natural solutions, not pharmaceuticals. And that threatened them. And they cannot have that. They wanted to have a pharmaceutical solution first. So they decided to cancel me. And, you know, so the point is, it did a big disservice, but the point is like now we have people are running to pharmaceuticals as options and they are not options at all. They're poisons. So, for example, methylene blue and EDTA, these are absolute poisons that are genotoxins. They mutate the genes. EDTA dissolves parts of the DNA. It is actually used as a transfection agent. It's in Thermo Fisher's, you know, transfection of humans genome kit at a 2% dilution. It's not good. And then the methylene blue is also an industrial dye that mutates the genes. I mean, that's all that people should have to hear to not use it. And the point is that I did this first and I provided the solutions that are superior to both of those pharmaceuticals. So for example, I'm making an analogy. So instead of methylene blue, just use sodium chlorite. The only reason people are using methylene blue is because it's cheap. But sodium chloride is
sodium chloride is pretty cheap too, all things considered. I mean,
very cheap. And it's superior. It's just that we're not used to things being free. We're not used to things being natural. We're used to pharma is the god, doctors are the demigods, you know?
Yeah.
And that we have to be subservient to them and trust them explicitly. And this isn't the case. Sodium chloride will absolutely detox a person from this weapon system.
Well, when you focus on these natural things, and especially in the way that you're describing it, it would also educate the individual that the body doesn't need anything, right? Other than nature and healthy food and exercise and love and all that stuff, which is what we've been hearing. And that's the last thing they want to, you know, because it's a huge industry. Could you tell us about the trials? That you've did.
Trials. So just before I get into that, just real quick, okay? Because I want to like make these analogies so that people know they have an alternative solution. No, it's okay. It's just that people are poisoning themselves. People have died taking EDTA. They've died from the infusions. They've died from the pills. I've receiving these reports. I'm terrified for people. And, you know, when I was poisoned recently, I couldn't be there for about the last 8 months. It took me time to recover. And I mean, I had attempts on my life. So the alternative to methylene blue, which I had already provided 2 years prior before to it hitting the scene, is sodium chloride. Now, the alternative to EDTA is ASEA redox molecules. Redox molecules are superior heavy metal chelator. There's nothing that is greater.
That means to get the heavy metals out of your body. That's what a chelator is?
Yes.
Okay.
So you do not need EDTA. You don't need it at all. It's so dangerous. In fact, one of the potential side effects of EDTA is death. I don't think that a practitioner is going to tell you that, but they're legally bound to do so. So, I mean, a practitioner or a doctor or whatever, they're not going to tell you when they're, you know, trying to make money off of you that EDTA might kill you.
Yeah, I found that in research. When I first heard about the EDTA chelation, I looked it up all eager. I was like, I want that. And then I saw the infusion part and I didn't like that. And then I found a bunch of stuff talking about the dangers of it as well. So,
yeah.
Go on.
So while I was suppressed after being poisoned, I mean, the EDTA and methylene blue came up on the rise and it became the thing that everybody ran to because I wasn't really able to be there for people for a period, you know, a few months. Now I am, and I'm doing consultations again, but I had already provided these solutions to humanity, you know, the sodium chloride and with the help of Dr. Young and the ASEA redox molecules. And we know that ASEA is, you know, it's been analyzed by Dr. Robert Young, Dr. Peggy Marienfeld. We have thousands of photos showing that it reverses the blood coagulation in minutes. There's nothing superior to it. There's other methods of detox that cost less, but they take longer. And really, when you have a weapon system in your body, you want to get it that can alter the genome. You want to get that out as quickly as possible. That's what I always advise.
How easy is it to find a SEA? I don't mean to. I'm getting excited. I don't mean to interrupt you, but
yeah,
is that easy to find a SEA? Is that something?
Just contact. People can just contact me directly, and then I can help them and guide them. It is a multi-level marketing. You can buy it, you know, wholesale. You can buy it retail if you sign up with a subscription, or you can sign up as an associate and promote it as well. Like if you wanted to do that with your audience, you know, we can talk about that. You could sign up and then you can be promoting it. And I'd love to see it spread because we have the healthy, we have the natural solutions already. And it is the redox molecules are the body's natural operating system. So when you, and everybody is deficient after the age of 26, we stop being able, there's some genetic switch that's triggered and we are no longer able to, our cells can't absorb it. We produce it and spit the glutathione out, the cells produce it and it goes out into the body, then the cells have to reabsorb it back in. And that's where the disconnect is. So when you take redox molecules, which are isolated from sea salt, it just replenishes and your body just sucks it up. Your cells absorb it. And this rate of absorption is so rapid that all these magical things happen. It turns genes back on, repairs damage to DNA, can penetrate the brain cells. I have not found another single natural medicine or supplement that can penetrate the brain cells and detox the brain faster. This is it.
Both these items are based off of salt. And it makes me think of years ago, I remember, I can't remember what it was, but I was studying cell salts and how the body has, like, there's a certain amount, like a dozen or so different cell salts. And that's all the body needs to operate. Does that?
Yeah.
What we were talking about.
Yeah. See, the earth has everything. God left the medicines on this earth for us to use. We just have to be smart enough and figure out how to do it. And the thing is that the botanicals are the antioxidants. These are the things that the antioxidants do detox you, but they also regenerate cells. Now, the salts, you need the salts too, which are the oxidants. They're the natural oxidants. There's poisonous oxidants too, like EDTA. But the natural oxidants are healthy medicine that we get from salts, salts of the sea, salts of the earth. You know, there's different types of salts. There's probably like 12 or something that are very healing. And then you can get the isolates like the sodium chlorite, which is magical. And then you can, I mean, that's a derivative. And then you can get the isolates like the acea redox molecules, where you're basically removing the other parts of the sea salt and just isolating those four molecules, which when you take it, there's zero toxicity and your body just utilizes it all. And it's the only, I call it medicine, but it's supplement. It's the only supplement on earth that balances all bodily functions. So the sodium chloride is different. You can use both. I mean, if you want to get faster detox results, you use the acea redox molecules. And in the afternoon, you use the sodium chloride because you're just getting extra oxygen driven into your cells. That's the function of the sodium chloride, is to increase the oxygen in the cells. And we know this weapon system induces oxidative stress and deprives the cells of oxygen, which is part of which induces an acidic body environment.
So basically,
which enables, yeah.
So basically, like in layman terms, by simply making the body less acidic and oxygenating the blood cells, that will bring the body back to its natural state where it can then take care of the stuff.
Yes. Now that's easier said than done. Yes. If you're in a state of poisoning, right? When you're poisoned.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about that then. Did you work on anyone in these trials that got the shot? And if so, how were you able to, determine that these things were effective on them?
Okay, so I've helped hundreds of people. I've had hundreds of clients, and many of them were vaccinated, all different types of these COVID vaccines. Many of them were PCR swabbed, where they thought, well, I'll avoid the vaccine, but I'll just have to, you know, I'll do the swab. It's got to be harmless. And then others from shedding, some extreme shedding situations where people were hospitalized. And nobody should die from shedding. Like, you can detox. Like, I've never had a client die, okay, from my protocol. Like, it, you know, I just make people better. It's all about detox. So I've seen it all. I've seen the gamut. I've had probably about 3 or 4 dozen people, probably around 60 clients that had the sentinels, these, you know, things that can, and they describe it, you know, it can crawl very rapidly in the body. It's terrifying for people, but you can kill them. And so I've experienced all of it. I've seen it all. So, I mean, I've, you know, read the patents, and then I've gathered the testimonials from clients, and then trialed basically every, I've researched every medicine they say that can work. I know what does work. I know what doesn't. I know what works better and what works less. And so the superior method is what I'm using. It's my premium protocol. It is these medicines. You can treat yourself at home. If you go to a clinic, for example, you're going to be paying a minimum of $10,000 to get detox. And I know exactly what methods they're using. And my protocol is superior. And you can just, and it saves you money, and you can just do it at home.
And are you doing blood work? Like, like
I have.
You can see the blood before, and then you can see how this affects the blood. I mean, I'm asking from a ignorant point, because I'm no doctor, and I just, from the research I've seen, it seems like that's the only way you can really know if this stuff is working, is you can see if the blood returns to normal or not.
Yeah. So I do have a dark field microscope, and I just, I bought a used one from Dr. Robert Young and just assembled it. And so I'm just about ready to start doing live blood analysis for folks. And of course, yes, people need, the seeing is believing. People need to see that evidence to believe it. For me, I don't even need the microscope. I can diagnose, I can know the level of toxicity that's in a person's body based on the coloration of their skin, based on the tone of their voice, based on their breath, their breathing, and how labored it is or isn't, the body language. I mean, I'm trained to read the body language, you know, as far as natural medicine goes. It's neuro-linguistics. So the body communicates, whereas the person can be maybe completely unaware. And so this is sort of a lost art in medicine. In the past, 100 years ago, doctors diagnosed based on symptoms. We used to diagnose the flu based on symptoms. Now that's out the window. And I mean, it's just gone to be like a complete clown show. Medicine is a clown show.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have a dark field microscope, and it's useful. It's useful for clients. And of course, I'll be able to show people before and after of, you know, each of the medicines in my protocol. I can isolate them and, you know, do some publishing on that, which is what people have been waiting for. And basically I'm behind in that because I was going to start this 8 months ago. I came from Finland back to the US to study with Dr. Young, but then I was poisoned with the microarray patch, and I had to, people need to understand, when you get poisoned with this operating system, which I have been.
What's the microarray patch?
Okay, the luciferase microarray patch is it's the so-called vaccine in a patch form, where it's got these pricks that penetrate the skin.
How did you get that?
Well, I was unfortunately got seduced by an operative, a government agent, Ministry of Defense. He was an agent. He was a torturer for the UK government. And he wrote the algorithms for this technology. So they were testing in the field on people like myself and others. I had clients that also got poisoned with the microarray patch. And it has these very distinct markings that first come out onto the skin. And my clients sent me pictures of that and stuff. So this is what they wanted to mandate for children. And that does contain the Sentinel. It's the next level of the operating system that they failed to introduce it. They can put it into the vaccine vials. I'm not sure if they can put it into the swabs. Insects can carry it. I've had, you know, all kinds of reports, but not to complicate it too much for people. They wanted to, DARPA, it's a DARPA technology, and they wanted to, on their website, they announced that they wanted to mandate it for every single person worldwide. And they wanted to go door to door to and enforce this on Americans. But they were going to start with the children. And if they could get us to agree to allow our children in you know, these government schools to take that microarray patch, then next level would be to go door to door.
Yeah.
So, so they were testing this in the field. I got tested on. It was a classic case of being targeted, and I was concerned for, you know, humanity, and this fellow had was running a PSYOP on Telegram with a team, and he has a technology that actually can cancel the nanotechnology very, very quickly, but he created it to be a torture device. So, you know, governments have to disclose, if they introduce a weapon on the public, they have to also provide the cure as an option. Otherwise, they've violated laws. So they did this in a spin. So it is the cure. It is the technology that can just cancel it. But he turned it into an S&M kind of a device where it sadomasochism, where he drives voltage through the body. And so it's an excruciatingly painful process, but it doesn't have to be. This canceling of the technology can be done without inducing pain. So, you know, this I basically exposed what they were doing. And instead of it killing me, it was supposed to kill me, take me over, et cetera, I detoxed. And then I wrote an article. I discovered, because he called this technology the Sentinel. And that's how I was able to find the patent, the DARPA patent. And then I wrote an article basically exposing the technology they poisoned me with. Oops. And it was just at a time when they were trying to mandate the microarray patch for children in schools across America. And possibly because of my article, they failed. Because I went on Jackie DeVoy's, you know, I was interviewed with her and released this information. And, you know, it was seen by people on the inside. So it failed.
Detox yourself from this patch with your protocol?
Yes.
I want to hear your protocol, but really quick, I just got to mention it again. The Sentinel, it's just mind blowing. Like in the Matrix, which was written by a 33rd degree Freemason, the Sentinels were like these robot insects that were like swimming in the water, like our bloodstream, right? And they were part of the, you know, they would go after the, those that unplugged, right? It's just mind blowing. Can you tell us your protocol, or did you already tell us? Is that your protocol, the ASEA and the sodium chloride?
Okay, so I have my premium protocol is published, and that is the true first ever protocol. I was detoxing people with that. I mean, I perfected it, but it's you know, that was the first protocol to be used in the West. And it's the more expensive version. It's still less expensive than going to a clinic. I save people money, but it's the best in the world. Nothing works faster. I've got clients absolutely sick and poisoned, and within 2 weeks, they're like, oh, Dr. Love, I feel so much better. And then they just get better and better and better and better from there, because I've addressed all the poisons that they're using. And the anthrax was the last poison that I didn't know about until recently. And of course the Sentinels. But the anthrax, I increased the antibacterials in my protocol using essential oils, and it works like a charm. So it is possible to, you know, that's the fastest acting protocol in the world. I've never found anything better. There are some other techniques that there's literally five doctors who figured it out in the beginning, and I'm one of them. And Dr. Robert Young also. Well, there were six of us. And then came 2 years later, came a pharmaceutical option from Dr. Peter McCullough. But his protocol literally takes 6 months to start working. Mm. My protocol takes 2 weeks.
I like two
to
weeks.
Start working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've addressed every single poison, the natural it just proves that the natural medicines are superior. And my protocols, every single medicine is backed by peer-reviewed research. The government themselves have studied all natural medicines that stop so-called, quote, stop the replication of SARS-CoV-2, or, quote, stop the replication of COVID-19. What that means is that it cancels the nanotechnology.
Yeah,
it cancels the weapon system from replicating. And then once it's canceled, your own body, when you rescue the immune system, your own body will spit it out.
Yeah.
And then I have two other less expensive protocols. I have a poor man's protocol, and I'm going to call it that, not to insult anybody. I've used it myself. but it's just that it communicates what it is. You know, I like that name, the poor man's protocol. I'll be publishing that. And it is absolutely using the least expensive method to detox, because I didn't want to leave anybody out. Like, so many people complained to me that my protocol was too expensive for them, or that the ASEA redox was too expensive. And so I was forced, or like I was compelled.
How much is your protocol?
Oh gosh. I've never actually added it together, but I think it's probably about $3,500 for the full detox.
And do you have links where people can go to, or are they getting instructions on like a recipe that they have to go get the stuff on their own?
Yeah. So it's the protocol is Dr. Ariana Love's premium detox protocol is what it's called. It's on my Substack. By the way, I had my websites hacked. I've had all kinds of cyber crimes. They've really, really attacked me and tried to stop me from doing this and stop me from connecting with the audience. I lost my Telegram channel recently at the same time when my website was hacked and taken down. So I moved over to Substack where they can't hack me.
So far, Substack's been pretty good.
Yeah. So I'll be publishing the two. I'm just doing the completions on the next two. I have the premium protocol, and there's a medium priced one, and then the poor man's protocol. So everybody can detox naturally, and it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. I mean, I also studied all of the every different climate, every different terrain worldwide has natural medicines that will detox you. They have super antioxidant, anti-aging medicines, fruits or roots or trees or berries or whatever it is. There's all different kinds of medicines in every single part of the world. And I've studied these. I've put together, working on Jamaica right now. I've got clients in Jamaica where, you know, the soursop grows there. That's an excellent one. It triggers adult stem cells to produce. So these are nutrients that are at another level. And these are the things I've been looking for. I've been looking for the creme de la creme, the best of the best of natural medicines, and finding them. So as long as I teach people to go out and forage and harvest from the forest, from the desert, from, you know, the tropical environment, but you have to add the salts. So either the redox molecules or the sodium chlorite, you have to add, you have to have the salts, because they also act as drivers, cellular drivers. They're superior to using zinc. They're superior to using anything else that's a cellular driver. And that way it increases also the uptake of these superfoods that you're using. And it helps to restore, the salts restore your cell signaling processes. We're electrical beings.
Yeah.
Our cells are electrical.
Yeah.
Right. And so we have to, when you get poisoned, the electrical cell signaling gets disrupted. So you have to restore that. And what I'm doing is,
Old knowledge too. Like I said, the cell salts, I remember when I was studying that goes back a long time, you know, before the Rockefellers, you know, hijacked it and everything. Let me ask you this. I already want to get, I want to get these products today, actually. because it all makes sense to me, and it's natural and it's safe. And, currently in Moscow, and I'm returning to the States in June. And so I look forward for as many reasons I look forward to returning to the States. And one of them is I'm sure I'll be able to easily source all these items there. Here, I'll probably be able to find sodium chlorite, I would imagine. I could probably definitely find that here, and I'm going to be looking into that after this conversation. But for now, that's a good place to start, right? Sodium chlorite?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what would be the dosage?
Okay. So people need to understand a few things when you're detoxing. So the dosage, it's in my protocols, and I'm going to publish the next two in the next few days. So because it's complicated, I'll just not necessarily get into that now, but there's a few things that people need to know. You need to take it daily. You can take it twice a day, but you never, ever change the dosage. The sodium chloride to water ratio has to remain the same. If you increase the ratio, you'll start to dehydrate yourself and you can poison yourself. Mm. So it's critical that people follow the instructions explicitly when it comes to the sodium chloride. And then you must take it daily. You can take it twice a day, but never increase the dosage.
It's based on your body weight, I would imagine, since it's water to sodium.
Well, see, there's different dilutions. You can get a 25% dilution or a 5% dilution.
I see.
And then the dosage changes. Now, you can take it twice in the day for superior detox. There's nothing wrong with that. You just never increase the water to sodium chloride ratio.
I see.
That's the thing people need to know. And then also people need to know this, that when you're detoxing, okay, because they are using parasites, and this is very uncomfortable for people, but they're using genetically modified exotic parasites, which are in the sequence ID number 1. It's owned by Bill and Melinda Gates, Purbright Institute. And Dr. Robert Young and I, we did a presentation on this together. He showed evidence from the microscope that from the lab showing that these parasites are being found in the blood. And then I showed where they are in the patents. And so we definitely have to be detoxing parasites because we're all exposed to them. I believe that they are aerosolized because what I find in the studies is that they can attach parasite eggs in the L-hydrogel. They can put anything they want to in it. And then they hatch in the body. So you can be inhaling them. And it depends on the health of your body, the environment of your body. If you're more alkaline, they will not replicate. If you're acidic, they will replicate. Now, here's what people need to know. It takes 3 to 4 months to kill all the parasites in your body because parasites are tenacious and they have cycles. So when you kill the mother parasite, then the baby parasites hatch and you have to do it all over again. Now, the only clients I have that did not get well, or that are still struggling, are the ones that did not thoroughly detox. So some people, when they start feeling better because the first round of parasites have been killed, their symptoms go away, they think they're cured, and they stop the detox, and they're like, oh, I'm fine. Or they run out of money to continue. There's different reasons. But if you don't kill all those parasites when the babies hatch, the symptoms come back later, months later. So this is very important that when people start detoxing, you complete the detox. You have to detox for a minimum of 3 months. Killing, you know, using the essential oils and basically everything in my protocol kills parasites.
Okay, so I was just going to ask you, like, yeah. I know like wormwood is considered a good parasite, but basically the protocol that you're talking about includes all of this. It includes the alkaline and then deacidifying the body. It includes oxygenating the blood, and it includes the killing of the parasites.
Everything. I'm so glad you brought this up because, see, when in the past, when we had only parasites that lived in the intestinal tract, there are 7 of them and they have 7 different cycles. And we would have to do a parasite cleanse once or twice a year. And, you know, this was normal before the Rockefeller Institute of Medicine changed the definition of a parasite to virus so that it would be this elusive thing you can never isolate. And therefore, you know, medical doctors don't identify parasites anymore and they don't treat them. They don't even know how. So like they ignore it, which doesn't help a person get better. But or they just rely on ivermectin, which is actually inferior to natural medicines. It's so limited what ivermectin can do. And it only works half the time. And people don't know that. And it kills the natural healthy microbiome, et cetera, et cetera. So you still have to detox. Because there's other poisons in the weapon system, not just parasites. So anyway, when it comes to wormwood, for example, wormwood was good. Those natural medicines are very powerful and they're good for killing the intestinal parasites. but they do not work on the genetically modified parasites that have, because they have genetic markers and they can send them to any part of the body that they want. They're living all throughout the body, even in the brain. They can attack the heart, the liver.
And you have, natural medicine that can get the brain parasites, because that's an issue I've heard before, is that the brain parasites are really tough to get.
Yes. This is what I use, the essential oils. The essential oils, when you take them orally without diluting them with anything, they can travel, they can enter into the interstitial fluids and travel throughout the body, even in the brain, and kill the parasites that are there.
Does that include? Does it include oil?
Yeah, see, oregano is in my poor man's protocol.
That's because amazing.
It's amazing, but it's also very astringent.
Potent.
And it's very uncomfortable for people to take it orally.
I've done it before. It's horrible.
Yeah. No, it's very good. You only need very little amount, but it's too hard. Like, children can't take that.
Yeah.
But pine needle oil is the best of the best of the best for killing parasites. And historically, in old homeopathic medicines before the Rockefellers, so 100 years ago, they were using turpentine, which comes from the wood. It's the sap from the wood of the tree.
Okay, and is that why people are taking turpentine? Because I've read that recently. People are taking turpentine to parasite cleanse. So there is some truth to that. And that's what it's based on. Okay.
It has to be 100% pure gum spirits. There's a poison turpentine, which is used, I think, to stain wood or something. And then there's a pure medicinal turpentine. And so people need to know these things. You have to know the dosage. It's more complicated. That's why it's good for people who are in a low income, but it's more complicated and it tastes nasty. So people have to be prepared for that. It's hardcore, like the oregano oil. But if you take pine needle oil from a pure source, now, people have to understand that essential oils for aromatherapy has a cross-contamination of chemicals that will not help you. You have to have a pure source. This is why I use Young Living, because it's got the potency. And they have to be trees that are over a certain age to get that medicine, the more power medicine. And then you have to know the dosage. And then, yes, if you use nothing else but pine needle oil, that's what I use to kill the parasites. Turpentine will do it faster, but then again, you have to know the protocol. But if you use pine needle oil every day at the right dosage for 3 months, boom, it will kill and suffocate every single parasite in your body.
Wow.
But I just want to reiterate that people should continue to detox for 4 months. And there's a reason for that. So it 3 months is the minimum to save a person's life, to remove all the poisons and toxins from the body. But if you continue to detox for an additional 4th month, you have got these medicines in your body that are preventing any further exposure. So when the medicines circulate in your body, like the pine needle oil, for example, parasites cannot replicate. So it is an antidote. It works anecdotally, and it's also antibacterial. But when you continue to take the protocol in that 4th month, you're giving your cells the opportunity to regenerate. There's so much cellular damage being caused. They can literally lobotomize people in the frontal cortex by knocking out certain genetic codes on the X chromosome. And this will, it causes the brain fog. They can knock down or fully knock out and lobotomize people. And I've seen this, and I've had to bring people back from that. And so when you detox in the 4th month, your body can focus then on, because it takes 3 months to get all the poison out. So once you've accomplished that, if you continue on the protocol for another month, it's regenerating your cells. You're giving your body a chance to regenerate those cell groups that have been damaged. And that's really important, because it will then restore your health back to where it was. And at that point, your health is renewed. And it takes time for when you're taking these natural medicines, your body prioritizes first the detox. Then once you're detoxed, it then prioritizes regenerating the cells. And it's through cellular processes that this happens. You have to give your cells time to replicate. They don't replicate quickly. It's a process. And so it takes 4 months for that, you know. And there's certain, you know, medicines that I use that target the brain, target nerve cells in the brain, and can regenerate that frontal cortex. So you can completely reverse the damage that's been caused. The body will do it itself.
Yeah, that's the general idea of this whole thing is getting rid of that hacking that they did to the body. Let me a couple questions before I forget. With a sauna and an ice bath, back to that. Would a tent sauna where your head sticks out, does that still do the same job, or do you need like a whole body bake?
Well, I wouldn't use, even infrared sauna, any electrical device, any frequency device will activate the delayed release technology,
like a wood
which is
sauna.
A component. So you have to lay off of every single electrical device, no MRI, no CAT scan, no bioresonance machine, no Rife machine, no infrared, no ultrasound. All of these will activate the delayed release technology. Now, I'm not against Rife, a Rife machine and bioresonance machine. They're useful diagnostic tools.
But for this, they just happen to be triggers. That makes sense.
Yes. Your cell phone, EMF towers. You've got to remove yourself, isolate yourself from any exposure while you're detoxing. That will help you. And you want to get those delayed release capsules out before they activate. Because once they activate, it unleashes a weapon system that is graphene oxide based that just keeps replicating and replicating and transfecting cells. And it is rapid deployment. I mean, I've watched a 22-year-old girl in the UK who, you know, it went to have a couple of MRIs and it activated the weapon system, and her hands and her feet became looking like she was 50 or 60 years old. And it was within 2 weeks. So it's so rapid, it will spin people's heads.
Yeah.
And I've seen people like lobotomized within 2 days. Like it's just... It is it's critical to tread lightly.
Once you get to that point, once you get to the point that you're describing where it's not as easy, obviously, but
you can reverse it. You can stop the replication, but it's going to wreak havoc. It's going to cause some damage that will be lifelong.
Yeah.
If you don't have a medical intervention like mine, like my protocols.
Does that carry through shedding the
part of it? So the microspheres, the microbubbles, and micro beads are transferred through water droplets. So they can, water droplets can transfer in the air. So you're inhaling them, body fluids, sharing a toilet, you know, things like this. It transfers the skin to skin contact. The microspheres they have payloads and that is timed release capsules, they're called. But then there's delayed release technology, which is the hydrogels. They're graphene oxide based and nylon based polymers that contain weapon systems, and they have therogrippers. They can attach to the inner lining of the tissue, and they can be activated months, days, weeks, months, even years later. So this is why people can be vaccinated with the saline and think they're fine, and then a year and a half later, bam, they get COVID. Yeah. They get sick because the weapon system has burst. And then the long COVID just means you're poisoned and it's your immune system is suppressed, and therefore you need to detox. And so the medical community, the allopathic system, talks around, makes diagnostic terms, and then talks around it, but never addresses the root cause. So they'll say, oh, it's just long COVID. Let's give you some steroids.
Yeah.
Let's give you some antibiotics that don't stop the replication.
Now,
I
feel kind of dirty asking this question, but would wearing a mask around vaccinated people help you from... protect you from maybe getting the shedding?
No, Not at all.
Okay. So well, I guess that's
good. Nanoparticles, the quantum dot, the graphene oxide based quantum dot is aerosolized. It goes right through everything, fabrics, masks, etc. And even the, you know, the purpose of the mask, there's a couple of purposes. So most of them are made in China and they do contain, they're contaminated with, and they were found contaminated in studies. The FBI did a study, the UK government did a study and found that, swabs, the swabs. Okay. So the masks were found contaminated by independent researchers. They found the hydrogels in them.
Yeah, I remember.
And so when you're putting those, you know, the blue masks on your face, you're breathing in the weapon system.
Yeah. What about
it also blocks. See, it takes about 30 seconds for the cells to become deprived of oxygen when you cover your face, when you cover your mouth. So the purpose of it is to further deprive the body, the cells of oxygen, which enables the weapon system to replicate better.
Yeah. Before we wrap it up, I just wanted to ask it again. Also, as far as like, I'm going to try to say it this time, alkaline. If you want to make the body more alkaline, what type of diet does one need to have? Is it that simple?
Okay, so I did a thorough research on the type of diet that helps, and I'm going to publish that for paid subscribers to my Substack, just because some of my research, I just don't want to give everything away for free, you know. Because it was like 4 years of investigative research, but the diet is, you can do a lot with diet alone. Probably you can fix half of your issue or 40% or something. It's significant. So, you know, alkaline forming foods, you want to avoid all acidic foods, anything that's acid. When you're detoxing, if you want to get the superior results, go vegan for a while. Like you cut out meat and dairy. And because meat is very hard for the body to digest in everybody, and it takes so much of your energy, and you want to reserve your energy for detox and cellular regeneration. So you want to empty out your bowels. That's why it's, you know, I'm not an absolutist. So I tell people, if you have to have meat, if you're craving it, use a little bit of fatty fish and leave it at that, you know. I'm not an absolutist. Like, I'm not completely vegan. I'll have meat sometimes if I feel I need it. There is some therapeutic benefit to meat. It does boost your glutathione levels, and some people can't live without it. You can also use like bone broth, which is very good. It helps your adult stem cells regenerate as well. So diet is, you can do a lot, and people need to make you know, changes in their diet. You want to avoid anything that's acidic forming, and you want to use the alkaline forming foods, because you want, when you're detoxing, you want to get your, one test that people can use is a urine test. This is how you test the interstitial fluids. So the blood in the body, you test it with live blood analysis, but that's only 10% of the body fluid. The rest is the interstitial fluids, and you can test that with a urine test. So the urine test should read at an 8.4. The blood should be at a 7.4.
And you're testing the pH.
Yeah, you can get urine strips and test your pH. If your blood is below a 7.4, you're poisoned. You've got too much toxins in the body, and you have to detox. That's how you know. But when you're detoxing, you want to drive your alkalinity up to a 9, if you can. It's like, and then you will get faster detox. There's just, you know, there's many different combined techniques that you can use. You know, so detox is kind of a science, and medicine is a science. But so this is what I do. I teach people like how to get the quickest results. But anyway, even if people don't change anything in their diet, they're going to detox with my protocol.
Yeah. Okay. So wrapping it up, how can people find your protocol? I know you said they're not all published, but please send me the links to what you have published so I can put them below. Because I
absolutely
know a lot of these people are going to be wanting to go out and look at this stuff. I know I am. And then also please get me links, I guess, to your Substack, to where people can look in the next few days for when you publish these other things. And anything else that you think is valuable for people to look into.
I know
tonight I'm basically going to be looking to find some sodium chlorite, and maybe I can even find some ASEA here. But
I'm going to look into that and see if ASEA does ship, if they're licensed in.
Nothing ships here because of the sanctions.
Russia.
So that's but you can,
right.
But there's quite a strong holistic tradition here in medicine. So I wouldn't be surprised if I can find all this stuff here. I mean, there's, you know, Russia's got a strong past for like naturopathic medicine and stuff. So,
right. And I'll help you as much as I can. Yeah,
is
absolutely.
Any final thoughts that you want to share?
Well, I just, you know, just the fact that, you know, I brought the message of a message to humanity of hope and cure. I mean, it's not my protocols. It's God's medicines. It's the natural or nature's medicines, however you want to look at it. But natural cures exist. We're not supposed to use that word, but when you get results, that's technically a cure. So, you know, or we could just say natural remedies to avoid the problems, but nature has the cure. That's the point. They were put here on the earth for us to use them. And, you know, we do not need pharma. I mean, look, who did this to humanity? The DOD led the whole thing. It's the US government, it's world governments and the military, it's pharmaceutical companies and biotech giants. They did this to humanity. Why would you keep going to them for anything?
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree.
So by providing natural cures, we are reclaiming our bodily autonomy. We are declining our consent to this democide, and we are reclaiming our power. If we don't need them and we can treat ourselves at home, well, there's the solution.
Yeah.
They'll just go away if we stop giving them our energy and our consent.
And it seems and to me like this protocol. It seems to me like this protocol you're talking about isn't just going to fix you from the vaccine damage. It's going to basically fix you from everything. Because basically, what it's doing is it's amping the body's natural defense system up. Correct?
I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, because see, when I started this, I was trying to find a way to detox people from the COVID-19 vaccines because they were already injured from the beginning. And then what I found was the root cause of all diseases and how to alleviate it.
Yeah.
It's all through detox. Basically, the pharmaceutical companies and governments have been poisoning people for the last 100 years. It is the root of allopathic medicine. The root cause of disease is pharma and government and vaccines. They've been putting gain of function and loss of function into vaccines for two decades. The L-hydrogel was used as a vaccine antigen in vaccines for the last 20 years. But they had the technology a long time ago. So vaccines have always had, for many more decades than just the last 20 years, they've had mycoplasmas, which is genetically altered bacteria gain of function. So vaccines have been bioweapons probably from the beginning. And they've been, and I believe that in the Spanish flu time, they were injecting people with parasites and viruses. Parasites and bacteria, deadly bacteria. And to hide that, they called them viruses. They did word magic. They changed the terminology so we couldn't find the root cause. So I think that now we know the root cause is pharma and government and vaccinations.
Yeah.
Now all vaccines today contain mRNA nanotechnology. So there are no safe vaccines anymore. It's all poison. It's all gain of function. So don't let them inject you with anything. We need to learn the natural cures. 100 years ago, before the Rockefeller Institute of Medicine, the only medicine of the land that was practiced in America, in Europe, in the world was homeopathy. There were homeopathic clinics across America that got demolished. They were massive cathedrals. Yeah. I'll find the black and white images and share them.
Yeah, yeah, but if you can send them to me, I'll put them in. And that's what the Flexner Report was, right? The Flexner Report made all that illegal.
Yes. It was the pharmaceutical, I mean, the Rockefellers financed the eugenics program. Allopathic medicine is eugenics. It's all about poisoning. They took perfectly good medicines that worked perfectly well by themselves. It's just a matter of how you apply them. And they poisoned them. They added toxicity to them. And that is what pharmaceutical drugs are. It's not better. It's worse. Nature had the complete medicine as it was. And 100 years ago, the pharmacies and these homeopathic clinics contained turpentine, castor oil, essential oils. We knew how to use these medicines back then, and we used them all to heal ourselves. It got canceled. The knowledge got canceled. And, you know, I just also want to reiterate, just because somebody has a doctor in front of their names does not mean you can trust them. Medical doctors, they are not qualified in my field of natural medicine. They act like they are. They act like they're the arbiters of all of medicine across the board. Like they are the authority, but they know nothing about the immune system. They know nothing about natural cures. So they have to stop acting like they know that they are, you know, the boss of my field. No, I'm the expert in my field. You stay in your lane. You're the expert in your field. I don't deny that. I respect you. I respect them for that. But we deserve to have our voices heard. And the natural medicine has been so canceled to the point where we have to clean up this mess. We have naturopathic doctors accredited with the state who got a university education from pharma, a 5-year degree program, who are prescribing EDTA, who are prescribing methylene blue, who are poisoning people. And they don't know what they're doing. And so we have that problem. And then we have the medical doctors that are wholesale denying the parasites. And you know, parasites are 99.99% of all disease. You have to eradicate parasites if you want to regain your health.
Yeah.
100% of the time. Yet medical doctors don't do that. So there's a gamut of convoluted information within the realm of medicine that we have to fix this problem. We have to allow for people like myself, who is screaming from the rooftop saying, I did it 3 years ago. And, you know, instead of canceling me, like, you know, I so appreciate you having me on, because I finally, you know, can share this message and give people an alternate option.
Yeah.
You know, which was actually the first ever protocols was, you know, my protocols were the first ever in the West. And I was doing this long before any other doctor in the West. The only other doctor was Dr. Robert Young, who in the West were the only two doctors that get quick results. And so, you know, instead of canceling my voice, people should have given me an opportunity, you know, to share, you know, because I was first. And yeah. I literally, before EDTA and methylene blue, before Dr. Peter McCullough, I had done this 2 years prior. I was detoxing people. And, you know, but that's very threatening for medical doctors. It's very threatening for the experts who are trained in allopathic medicine, because they are in the business of drugs. They are in the business of pharmaceutical solutions that aren't solutions at all, because the pharmaceutical companies, they designed these COVID-19 vaccines to evade the allopathic treatments. So even the antibiotics don't work. They're inferior. Even ivermectin is inferior to natural medicine. They designed it on purpose. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, no, I agree. They learned all this pharmaceutical science from the natural medicine, and they just synthesized it and patented it and outlawed the natural thing. So Yeah, I think most people listening kind of get that. At least, you know, I think a lot of my audience kind of were on the same page. So,
yeah, well, you really deep with your knowledge. I'm very impressed. I've been following you for a long time, and
well,
it's just
you.
Such an honor to be on your show.
Well, thanks for being on the show. Actually, this is like I said, this was something I was thinking about. I was really wanting to hear this, and it's exciting to hear that there are not only natural solutions, but they are fairly simple. And the most exciting thing to me is that it's based on just giving the body its natural defenses back, which I think makes a lot of sense. And once again, it's like a one-stop shop. It'll keep you healthy from everything. So thanks for
my client. My clients, they're like, after, you know, like they'll give me the initial report after 2 weeks. Oh, I feel so much better, Dr. Love. Thank you so much. And then I don't hear from them again. And I'm like, gosh, are they okay? You know, I have to reach out to them because they're fine.
Yeah.
And they're doing great.
Yeah.
And then they get their health back. And then not only that, they have the tools to maintain their health thereafter. So I don't have repeat clients, to be honest with you.
Well, that's good. That's why they outlawed the stuff, you know, because they want to be and kill us. Well, thanks for joining me. And everyone, thanks for listening. You can follow the links below to get more information. I love you guys. I will see you next week.